to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. Joachim and St. Anne, parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching today is entitled The Adventure of Faith.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it, and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, I think, is always conscious of the precious value of what he brings. Karl Rahner puts it this way, quoting, "The living mystery of absolute fullness," that's a name for God, "the living mystery of absolute fullness, who is nameless and beyond imagination, has drawn near to us amid the jungle of our lives through Jesus and the gift of grace, even when we do not realize it, in order to be our salvation, splendor, and support over the abyss. While the outcome of our own life and that of the world is not yet known, we can have confidence that it is an adventure held safe in God's mercy." End of that quote. After centuries of faithful waiting, someone is sent from God. Jesus appears, fully human, walking the roads of Palestine, preaching, teaching, healing. And what are our ears hearing? A simple, powerful message, a gift from God that is extremely important and worth listening to. Here's something from the first letter of John. "My dear people, let us love one another, since love comes from God. Since God has loved us so much, we too should love one another." There are no limits placed on this, no ifs, ands, or buts. No taking sides, please. No vilification of those we don't agree with. We Christians have to pierce through the tangle of our lives, the tangle of our politics, our business, whatever. We must pierce through to the core. We see Jesus in the church. We hear him in the sacred scriptures, the gospel message that God is love, and anyone who lives in love lives in God, and God lives in him or her. Anyone who says, "I love God," and hates his brother or sister is a liar. That's it, folks. Simple and clear. Let's claim it. Let's live it. Amen. And God bless you.